We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are continuing in item 67. You can send questions to our website, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, Moshe, begin. I'm still searching.
67. The reason for this is...
Hold on. The reason for what? We don't know what, so start a little bit before.
66?
Yes.
66. As soon as the restriction occurred during the ascent of Malchut Bina, even before raising of Man and the coupling that was made at Nikbei in Naim of Ak, it caused Partsuf, Nekudot of Sag of Ak, to divide into four divisions. One, Kachab Chagat, up to its Chazeh, are considered the place of Atzilut. Two, the two lower thirds of Tiferet, from Chazeh down to the Siyum of Tiferet, became the place for the world of Bria. Three, it's the three Sfirot Nehi became the place of the world of Yetzirah. Four, the Malchut in it became the place of the world of Asiya. Is that clear? Meaning we should draw it like this. If we take Nekudot of Sag and divide them into parts. Let's say this is the general tabur.
Tabur klali.
General tabur.
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 Ken?
Yes.
Tabur.
I'll write it this way. So, from the tabur till the siyum. From the tabur till the siyum.
Siyum.
Here end all the olamot, the worlds. We have this division. As he says, as soon as there is reaching, during the ascent of Malchut Bina, even before the raising of Man and coupling that was made in, four divisions. One, Kachab Chagat up to its Chazeh, meaning Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. I'll write it here. This one in capital, because here on the way there is this place called Chazeh, meaning chest. Chazeh.
No. Chazeh.
Chazeh. I read it in Latin letters. If I'm making mistakes, tell me. Yes, you are right. Keter Chochma.
Bina.
Bina.
Chesed.
Chesed.
Gvura.
Gvura.
Vatiferet.
Tiferet.
Zehu.
Okay.
Kachab Chagat ad ha-chazeh shelo.
Kachab Chagat up to its chazeh are considered the place of Atzilut. Meaning here, this will be the place of the world of Atzilut.
Atzilut.
Next, the second division is the two lower thirds of Tiferet, from the Chazeh down to the Siyum of Tiferet, meaning here there is the upper third of Tiferet above, and here below two thirds of Tiferet, where Tiferet ends. So this will be up to here, suppose. It will be the place for the world of Bria. Bria. Again, until I'll learn how to write this correctly, but it's clear. Till the Siyum of Tiferet, the place of the world of Bria. The third part is the three Sfirot, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Here we have Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Again, I wrote in Hebrew. You see, there are a few languages here. Netzach,
Hod,
Hod,
Yesod,
and Yesod. And here below it will be Malchut. So Netzach, Hod, Yesod belong to the world of Yetzirah. The three Sfirot Nehi, Netzach, Hod, Yesod became the place of the world of Yetzirah.
Yetzira.
I don't know what to do with this way of writing in this foreign language for me. Yetzira. And the Malchut in it became the place of the world of Asiya. Asiya. That's basically. Entire division, and excuse me, here we should say this is the place from Tabur to the Siyum. It's the place of Nehidak. It's the Sof, the end.
Sof.
Sof.
Sof is
also not in. Okay, well, Sof Avak.
Nehidak.
Nehidak. So this is basically what we have here. No questions? Let's continue.
67.
Yes.
The reason for it is that the place of the world of Atzilut means the place worthy of the expansion of the upper light, and because of the ascent of the ending Malchut to the place of Bina and of the Guf called Tiferet. The Partsuf ends there, and the light cannot pass from there down. Thus, the place of Atzilut ends there at the half the Tiferet of the Chazeh. You already know that this new Siyum that was made here is called Parsa, below the world of Atzilut. There are three divisions in the Sfirot below the Parsa. Since indeed...
Yes, it's clear to us. So the Parsa is the limit. Below that, the upper light cannot spread. Go on.
Since indeed, only two Sfirot, Zon of the Guf, called Nehim, needed to emerge below the Atzilut. This is so because the Siyum was made at Bina of the Guf, which is Tiferet. Hence, only the Zon below Tiferet are below the Siyum, and not Tiferet. Although the lower half of Tiferet emerged below the Siyum as well. The reason is that Bina of the Guf is incorporate with the 10 Sfirot Kachab Zon as well, since these Zon of Bina are roots of the general Zon of the Guf, which were incorporated in Bina. They are considered like them. Hence, Zon of Bina emerged below the Parza of Atzilut as well, along with the general Zon.
This is basically what we're drawing here, that the upper third of Tiferet is above the Parsa. as the upper half of Bina, where the upper light can spread, and two-thirds of Tiferet are below the Parsa, and in them the upper light cannot spread anymore. Yes. Wait, are there questions? Yes. Merkaz 1.
Why is Parsa something new? Why is it considered that the Tabul goes lower?
No, Parsa is not Tabul. Tabul belongs to the Parsuf itself.
יותר השפעה לכלים של הפרצוף, אז אותו מקום איפה שאור העליון יכול להתפשט, אז הוא יעלה או ירד. מה שאם כן, זה פרסה, וטבור לא יכול לעלות או לרדת. טבור זה שייך לגוף, כמו שגוף שלי נגיד. יש ידיים, יש רגליים, יש כל החלקים, הם לא יכולים כביכול להשתנות. מה שאם כן,
the parsa depends on the state of the partsuf, in what way, in what place it is. That's the difference between the parsa and the taboo. The vessels above the parsa are the same as the vessels above the tabul. They receive in order to bestow, no?
You can say that about many vessels that receive in order to bestow, but what are the same vessels?
In essence, I'm saying, not the same vessels.
I don't know what you mean about the essentially. If there is a correction in a vessel, in a desire, this desire is corrected, and it's considered to be above the Parsa. That's all. The light has departed. It won't give a correction to the vessels. The vessels will fall below the Parsa. Whereas Tabu, Rosh Toch, are things that belong to the Parsuf. They cannot change.
Florida.
Florida.
А почему под Парсой, там где властвует Малхут, определились места миров Биа?
Below the Parsa, where the Malchut is in control, Rav. It's because Malchut is already in control of this area. Malchut is in control of Asiya, less in Yetzirah, and even less in Bria. But still, in different forms, different ways, that the vessels are different because the vessels of Bria still belong to Bina. They belong to Bina, even though they are already restricted because they are Zat of Bina, the vessels of reception in Bina. This is the world of Bria. Vessels of reception in Bria. Malchut, which ascends to Bina, Malchut ascends to the Sfirot of Netzach Hod Yesod, restricts them much more. That's why here is a place for Yetzirah. And Malchut that ascends to Malchut even more restricts the vessels. That's why it's a place for the world of Asiya.
Turkey 3.
Dear Rav, my ten is asking, can you explain the zone?
Zone
is initials for Zeran Bin and Malchut.
Zone. ככה אני כותב את זה. Zone. כן?
Zone. Zeranpin. Zain from Zeranpin.
Ze ve.
and
Malchut.
Malchut.
Це нікра зон.
This is zon.
Зерампін ве Малхут.
Зерампін and Малхут.
Беседер.
Thank you.
Тов. Киев 1.
Киев 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот парса — это перегородка, которая...
Yes, dear Rav, the parsa is the partition between Atzilut and the worlds of Bia. So, the Atzilut is the quality of the screen or the light?
It's a force of the upper light that awakens the Patsuf to limit the reception of the lights in order to bestow in the Tiferet of Nekudot of Sag, because there is where the quality of Bina ends. That's called the force of the Parsa. It's the quality of Bina which ends after the top third of Tiferet. That's why the upper light can't expand downward, because there are no vessels of bestow below that. That's it.
А что значит, что она усиляет способность Тиферет?
So what does it mean that it strengthens the ability of Tiferet to receive in order to bestow?
That is what happens with the Parsa. It's because it's from the bestowing of the upper light and the will to receive that meet, then they, between them, they decide as much as they can let the upper light expand and as much it can't. And that's how the Parsa is made. The Parsa isn't a constant place. It can go up and down. But it's a place which marks the limit for now, under these conditions, that for now, this Parsa stands at Tiferet. It can go up and down. We'll learn about it. Meaning, it's the limit between the vessels of bestow and vessels of reception. And briefly, above the parsa are the vessels of bestow, until Ein Sof, Gargal Ta'ab Sag Ma, Upper Ma, Upper Bon, and below the Tabu, Atzilut, it's all vessels of bestow. And below them the Parsa stands, and below it are already vessels of reception, Bria Yetzirasiya. And when can they keep receiving? They can't receive light below the Parsa, but they can ascend above it and there receive the light. And when they pass above the Parsa, all the lights, all their vessels, first from the world of Bria, that all the vessels will ascend to Atzilut, and then from Yetzira, all the vessels to Atzilut, and then from Asiya, all the vessels to Atzilut, and in the world of Atzilut, all the worlds will be in there. So this will be an action called Rav Pa'alim Mekabtzel, that the light will bestow upon all the vessels, and they'll go back down until the point of this world, the seal. And that will be the end of corrections. Receiving the light in all the vessels which are corrected in their place. And the Parsa will be annulled. There won't be any more borders. From Ein Sof till the end of Siyum, it'll all be one light in one vessel without any difference. That's Gmar Tikkun.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Рав. Подскажите, пожалуйста, в начале пункта Бальсулам пишет, что
in the beginning of item 67, Bala Sulam writes that the place of the world of Atzilut is the place worthy of the expansion of the upper light. You also drew a red arrow. What is this light? Chokhmah or Chasadim?
Also light of Chokhmah. Also light of Chokhmah and the light of Chasadim can expand the Tola Pulsa.
Rafa, как же Цимцум Бет тогда?
А цимцум бет ло поел беулама
ацилут. What about цимцум бет?
It doesn't work above it. It works below the chazeh, below the pulsa.
Рак би микумот уламот брия и цира.
Only in the places of the worlds of брия и цира асия.
Лимала ми парса килим
да. Above the parsa are the vessels of bestowal. The upper third of Tiferet and the vessels of Keter Chochma Bina Chesed Gvura Tiferet, meaning vessels of bestowal, and upon them the second restriction doesn't work, it doesn't control. PT 17.
Rav, the ascent of Malchut to Bina reveals this place to the worlds. Why?
Why the ascent from Malchut to Bina? No, it's these ascents of Malchut to Bina, they reveal the restrictions that we have in the vessels. That on these vessels that are the two-thirds of Tiferet, of Nekudot of Seg. It's all Nekudot of Seg. Malchut ascends and restricts. So, when she restricts the bottom half of Bina, it's the place where Bina bestows downward. And the vessels of Zeranpin, the world of Yetzirah, are more restricted vessels that are more influenced by Malchut. And the vessels of Asiya are entirely Malchut. That's why Malchut of Galgalta that works on all these vessels, she also works above, but restricts only the vessels from the middle of Tiferet and below, because it's vessels of reception.
No.
Can I ask one more question, Rav?
What?
He writes that when the restriction was made, even before the Zivug Nikve Enayim, there was the place of this division already.
Yes, because the coupling in Nikve Enayim is about how to fill the vessels, and here we're speaking about restriction.
Can I ask one more question about Nikve Enayim, Rav?
No, we'll learn it afterwards. We didn't really talk about it yet.
Tel Aviv
3.
Rav, the vessels that are above the Pulsar are vessels of Malchut. Why do you say that they're vessels of bestowal?
I don't see it's vessels of Malchut. It's vessels of 10 Sfirot that expand below Tabu. They also have vessels that can be in bestowal and vessels that can't be in bestowal. It depends who is bestowing upon them, under what conditions they are.
Why are the patsuf of Ab and Galgalta not able to bestow there?
Because they are working only in the light of Chokhmah. And in the light of Chokhmah, it can appear below the Pulsa.
The addition of chasadim when Nekudot Desag descended, so what did they qualify the ability to bestow there?
Correct, yeah.
Mach 23.
Mach 23.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, мировое кли. Вопрос...
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, world kli. The question is... In what way did Tiferet use, or what did she do that through it? In the middle of Tiferet there is the Parsa. Why not in a different place? Why in Tiferet? And why in this proportion of third and two-thirds?
Tiferet is the Bina in the Guf of the Portsuf. We have Keter Chochma and Bina. That's the wash. Chesed Gvura Tiferet. Chesed is like Keter. Gvura is like Chochma. And Tiferet is like Bina. Bina, to begin with, from her initial structure that she wants to resemble the Keter, bestow like him, she is divided into two parts because of it. The upper part belongs to the vessels of bestowal, to Keter and Chochmah, and the lower part belongs to the lower vessels in order to receive the light of Chochmah and pass it to the lower ones. That is the role of Bina. Again, I'm saying it here. Here are vessels of bestowal. They include the vessels of Tiferet. It's the upper half of Tiferet that also receives the light of mercy, of chasadim, in order to give back. She has nothing to give, but she has a desire to bestow. That's the upper third of Tiferet. Upper third of Tiferet. Afterwards, there's the vessels of reception in Tiferet that she wants to receive, but for what? In order to bestow below. That's why it's vessels of reception. Just like Zon. Zeranpin and Malchut. Zeranpin and Malchut that are in Tiferet. And it's vessels of reception that she received in order to bestow below. That's why this place is already restricted from it and down. And it is the place for the world of Bria. Bina that works in the vessels of reception in order to give to the lower ones is restricted like the lower ones. You can make her able to receive the lights and then bestow it to the lower ones. And if she's not awakened for it, so she doesn't bestow. We'll learn about those discernments. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, does the location of the world of Beria adjust according to the Parsa? And is the place where the world of Beria is located get smaller more and more?
We'll talk about those places. These places are all going through changes.
New York 3.
Спасибо, Раф. Вот мы изучали, что все процессы происходящие.
We learned that all the processes that occur in the lower ones are connected to the Patsufim. So the creation of the world of Bia, how is that related to the upper worlds? The light doesn't spread beyond the Balsa, and then Absag don't affect the processes.
Now we're only speaking about dividing the place for the worlds of Bria Yetzira Asiya that will come later on. The worlds, not only the place for the worlds are Sfirot, Partsufim, even souls that are in there, forces, good, bad, and so on. It's all in the worlds, in this area, so we'll talk about it afterwards. It's not like you think. But we'll scrutinize it.
Ashkelon 2.
Rav, how does the light of Nekudot Sag in the vessels of Daled benefit us?
Speak normal.
Yes, how does the light of Nekudot Sag benefit the vessels of Daled?
Or Bina,
the light of Bina, in whichever where it is, it refines the vessels to work in order to bestow. That's it.
No.
So why is the parsa a screen? Can we call it a screen?
No, the parsa is the border where you can go up to here and no more, and it can go up and down.
The parsa was made after the light entered till the seal, and only then was the parsa made. Why not previously? It's forbidden to go below the parsa.
I don't know what you're talking about. Where did we learn that you're asking about it? What you heard in all kinds of places, you're throwing at me as questions. Come on. I'm not used to studying in such a way. What are you asking about? Where the parsa came from? The parsa formulated, as we learned, it comes from Nehi de Galgalta, the Malchut, and mingles with all these vessels, incorporates of all these vessels. But this Malchut works on everything. You can say till Ein Sof, it doesn't matter. But where we see a result from it, that it really ascends with its control only until the vessels of the middle of Tiferet. Because they are still vessels of reception of Malchut, and the vessels of Zon, and the vessels of reception of Bina. That in them Bina wants to receive from above. These vessels are destined to receive from above, in order to pass it to the lower ones, to Yetzirah and Asiyah. For this reason, the bottom half of Bina exists like a womb, like breasts, that don't belong to the body of the woman, but only in order to develop the lower ones. Clear, right? Okay.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, Nekudot Desag are the goof. Is that the goof of Ak, right?
Nekudot of Sag also belong to Ak.
So, shouldn't it be? The world of Atzilut isn't supposed to be only Chagat?
No. It's a world on its own. It's a world on its own because it was born not according to the order of Galgalta Apsag Mabon, but it was born according to the incorporation of Nehi de Galgalta with the forces of Bina. That's how the world of Atzilut came to be. It's not according to the order of degrees from above downward.
So the Nekudot Desag are singly a patsuf of itself. Its rosh is not his sag.
Nekudot of sag belong to sag in its own way above the general tabu. Then the upper mind, upper bon, come out. But Nekudot of Sag that are that descend below the general tabu mix with Nehi de Galgalta, and that's it. From this point onward, where they have mingled with Nehi de Galgalta, they don't belong to the world of Adam Kadmon anymore. They only belong to that addition. And what happens in them is, it doesn't belong to Ak. It turns out that four more worlds come after that. Atzilut Briya Yetzirah Asiyah. It's all because of Nekudot Desag mingled with Nehi de Ak. You can say, but Nekudot of Sag belong to Sag. Neidak belongs to Ak, to Galgalta. So why is there mingling not part of Ak? It's not part of the five Partsufim. It doesn't belong to the 5 degrees of the descending of Malchut in 4, 3, 2, 1 root. It all happens in the Partsuf, the Partsufim above Tabor. Galgalta Ab Ma, Sag Upper Ma, Upper Bun. But below the Tabu, there's no more world of Adam Kadmon. It all belongs to the worlds of Atzilut Briya Yetzirah Asiya, because it's drawn to them, and that's where it's corrected.
So what is this, a new system, seemingly?
Yes, a new system.
Kabu 7.
Yes, thank you, Rav. So, in Bria, these vessels of bestowal, they're there just to help Yetzirah, not to bestow?
We'll speak about it afterwards. I don't like questions that jump ahead, and there's no foundation for them yet. We have to go to, we have PT 20, quick.
Rav, in this illustration, you said that the area of bestowal was increased when Pasach came. Does that mean the will to receive decreases?
No, the desire can't change. We only use it more or less. You can't do anything with the desire. Only put a screen on it or not. And then according to that, you use it. PT
29. Thank you, Rav. A friend is asking, can we say that above the Pasa is the source for the intention to receive in order to bestow?
It's not the source whether to receive in order to bestow. That already happened in Galgalta and the Osh. There was a calculation on it already. No, incorrect. Well, let's go to the women, and in that, maybe we'll end the lesson.
One question.
Oh, one question?
Yes. The question is from Haifa. Was Zon made only of Nekudot de Sag?
Which Zon?
Zon below the Pasa.
There, why am I asking which zone? There's the zone of Galgalta, right? This is the zone of the Sof of Ak. That's the zone of Galgalta. And here there's zone that you can say that it's Yetzirah and Asiyah. And there's all of this Patsuf together. So I don't know what exactly they want to ask. That's not a way to ask. You need to know exactly what you're asking about. Women, you hear this? That's it. Meaning, which partsuf, which vessels, what things, and not what it seems to me. Seems to me isn't good. Think. You can ask about everything, but in a way that...
The meaning is zone of Ak. Below the tabu.
Zone of Ak. This is zone of Ak, right?
Ken.
Kolman.
Yes.
Ken.
So, answer quickly. That's what they're talking about.
Is zone of Ak made of Nekudot de Sag? Because it comes down below the tabu.
Zone de Ak came before Sag. And before Nekudot de Sag. I don't know who's asking there. The one who doesn't understand what we're talking about. I don't know what's going on. We have Galgalta that expands to from Ein Sof up to from Ein Sof to our world, right? This is called this world. This world, Olam Hazeh.
Olam Hazeh.
Olam Hazeh, this world. There is no more. All of reality is here, between this and that. There is nothing else in all of reality, in all of creation, anything you can think about, only this. That's it. Now, this first patsuv that came out divides reality, it divides all of reality into two. It thinks in the Rosh, calculates, and divides reality into two, as much as it's like can expand, and as much as it can't expand. This area is called Tabu. Then Potsuf Ab comes. Then from Pede Rosh, Potsuf Sag comes. When Sag is refined, so Nekudot of Sag come out, and they descend below the general tabu. Then there is an incorporation between the forces of Bina and forces of Malchut, and from this, there's the raising of Malchut to Bina of Guf. Meaning that until here, up to here, the upper light can expand till this area. First, it could be received until the tabu. Now, it can be received until the palsa. That's it. And then here we have more vessels that we don't know what to do with them. We need to correct them, that they will be able to receive the upper light in order to bestow. How can we do that? That we'll learn. But I can say a few words that these vessels are in the three places, let's say, the world of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And here is the world of Atzilut. So correcting the vessels is by correcting them in order to fill them with the upper light. So we fill these vessels with the upper light. In what way? We raise them up to the world of Atzilut. One, two, and three. From this, in Atzilut we only have a small light. Nefesh Ruach.
Nefesh Ruach.
Nefesh and Ruach. When we raise the vessels from Bria, we have the light of Neshama. When we raise the vessels from Yetzira, we have the light of Chaya. And from Asiya, we get Yechida. And this way, we correct the vessels. That when all these vessels are corrected, that raised to be out all the vessels, it's called that we raised from 2000 and 2000 and 2000. Then in the world of Atzilut, we'll have 6,000 years, as we say, or vessels, and then these vessels descend below and below until the Siyum. That's called the end of correction. That's it. We, with you, are in a state that we're raising the most difficult vessels from the lowest area called the world of Asiya. And when we are done with these vessels, so there will be a descent, and this whole infinite area will be filled with infinite light. That'll be Gemar Tikkun. That's it.
האם אפשר להגיד
Can we say that the worlds are made of Nekudot Desag, or Nekudot Desag only induced the creation of this world?
Nekudot Desag caused the creation of the worlds. We'll learn how these Patsufim come out, these discernments. The worlds come out also from after the Sag, but we have to learn how. First is the world of Atzilut, and below it, Bria Yetzira Asiya. We'll talk about it, it's all before us. Okay, girls. Yes, good. So, all the best to you, and we'll see you with God's help tomorrow in the lesson. Yes, Moshe.
So we'll read the schedule for today. 10 till 10:30, there's a news program with Rav Lightman. And 10:30 till 11:30, the writer's meeting with the Rav. Let's sing a song.
Lost in a sea of empty pleasure, and racing after plastic treasure. Now something's calling through the pieces of the heart. There's something more, there's something better. And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and my heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher, higher, higher. Trying to find a reason, what to hold on to and believe in. Open the heart and find the space to come to life. We close our eyes and start breathing. And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher, higher, higher. Somewhere beyond our box, to feel your love and rise above with each and every part, somewhere above the borders of the heart. Together reaching one desire, so many sparks into a fire. In every moment there's a light to guide us home. We're rising up, we're rising higher. And the light.